T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
With outdoor play space at a premium during the pandemic, the city's controller says playgrounds all over town still aren't safe.
April 2018, controller Scott Stringer telling NYCHA to immediately get to it and fix hundreds of dangerous NYCHA playgrounds around the city. Fast forward these 27 months, Stringer's not holding back now, saying that NYCHA has completely failed their promises.
And I am just sick and tired of the same old NYCHA City Hall excuses. When is this going to stop?
Now, in a statement, NYCHA is saying that they're doing the best they can in making the fixes. Of course, they closed most facilities for 3 months during the pandemic.
My kids go like every other kid. They go 90 miles an hour into a playground. They don't check the surfaces. They don't run to the slide and say, hey, wait a minute, let me check the slide and see if there's a jagged edge. That's what the adults are supposed to do.
Glenn Schuck, 1010 Winds in Lower Manhattan.
Mayor de Blasio says his understanding is that Stringer's report is not accurate.